Welcome. This is Luke Beerings with a podcast on leadership and things related. A guy I used to know teaches at the police academy, or at least he's done so for many years. And one of his courses is on how to describe people. You know what witnesses are very often supposed to do? How tall, how short, color of eyes, hair color, glasses, yes or no, build, physical characteristics, you get the point. Now, he once told me that at some point during his class, he has this man in a gray coverall coming into the room. And it's all scripted, of course. And the guy carries a small box of tools, and he heads to the back of the room. He's busy there for a couple of minutes, and then he leaves. And he's not said a word, and the teacher has not acknowledged him. Now, the minute the guy closes the door behind him, my teacher friend asks the group to give a description of the man who just left. And you know what happens? He tells me on average about half the participants say, "What man?" They had not seen him, were not aware of him being there, filtered him out. I mean, doesn't belong, so reject. Now, this is a form of cognitive bias. And with that, we're on the topic for today. Ever found yourself saying, "Look, I told you last week, didn't I?" Now, your team member doesn't know what you're talking about, so you try again, but with a little bit more detail. But look, I was sitting on the edge of your desk, you spilled your coffee while pouring, and then I told you, but your team member keeps flatly denying it happened. Says it must have been in one of your past lives or in a dream, because it just ain't true. You did not tell me. I can't remember. And yet you are sure. You're absolutely convinced, and luckily in this case, you have witnesses to back you up. So it did happen, but they just didn't register it. It's another example of the same sort of cognitive bias. Now, what is cognitive bias? Well, we just don't see objectively what happens. We're very subjective. We have all sorts of biases. And our subjective interpretation, not the objective reality, often dictates our behavior. And in that lies a risk, because it could lead us to poor judgment or illogical decisions, or what many people call irrationality. We ourselves, by the way, often call it our gut feeling. Now, is there anything good about it? Well, cognitive biases are a result of our brain trying to simplify the processing of information. Our brain does this by creating, let's say, rules of thumb or mental shortcuts that help us make sense of the world and reach decisions with relative speed. And in many cases, that's just a smart system for survival. And that's what's good about it. It saves us time and speeds up many decisions. I mean, if you see a shadow moving in a dark alley, just get out of there. Okay, it might have been some laundry fluttering in the wind, but you don't want to hang around to find out. When we're making judgments and decisions, we like to think we're objective or at least logical and capable of taking in and evaluating all the information that's available. But unfortunately, we're not. We use shortcuts based on biases, and these biases again can lead us to poor decisions and bad judgments. Now, why leaders should be more aware of this? Well, first of all, because we often rely on our team members, on ourselves, to make rational judgments. And that just is not true. To reach good decisions, we're supposed to ignore irrelevant facts. We're supposed to weigh the relevant facts, get all possible options on the table, and discuss them without egos attaching themselves to proposals. The whole team needs to be open-minded and able to question their own biases. Okay, that's one important reason for leaders to be aware of the effect. Now, cognitive biases also work as an obstacle in people accepting scientific knowledge when the knowledge is counterintuitive. Now, take, for instance, the mismatch between what science knows and what business does on the topic of the effect of bonuses. You know, extra money if you do your job. Now, time and again, for, I don't know, 30 years or something, it has been proven without a shadow of a doubt that financial stimuli, like bonuses for achieving results, actually make people less creative, slower, and just also less smart. And I'm not talking just one experiment here. There's a vast amount of proof for this in the scientific literature. But it's counterintuitive. So what has business been doing in the meanwhile? Right. It's been ignoring all this counterintuitive evidence and is still heavily relying on bonuses to achieve results. So that's the second reason for leaders to be aware of this effect. Cognitive biases work as an obstacle in accepting scientific knowledge when it just goes against our, gut feeling. And what's more, well, some people in authority use cognitive biases and mental shortcuts to manipulate others so they can reach their own goals. You know, by playing on people's fears or uncertainties and exploiting these for their own benefit. And is that what you as a leader would allow your team members to do? In one way or another, we all, of course, have our convictions, our opinions, our biases. And as leaders, we should be very aware that our reality is just and only that, our reality. And how rational are our advisors and our leadership team members in their recommendations? Eventually, of course, coming down to the question, how do we secure effective and good decision-making? Now, let me finish with just a funny piece of research I heard about. At some university, the psychology department organized a political gathering. Two well-known leaders, one from the left wing and one from the right wing, had been invited. Now, both leaders were asked, for research purposes, of course, to exchange their prepared speeches. And they would do some small study that would be held after both of them had addressed the audience. So imagine, the right-wing politician gave the left-wing speech and the other way around. Now, after the speeches, the audience, graduate students, I mean, generally with an IQ above average, were asked two questions. One, what is your political affiliation? So how do you generally vote during elections? And two, with which speaker do you agree most? Now, the outcome was stunning, but then again, maybe not. The vast majority of left-wing voters, I think it was over 80%, agreed with their left-wing politician, although he made the right-wing speech. And it was the same with the right-wingers in the room. A vast majority of them appeared to agree with their speaker. And then the chats during the break, like, he never said that, or I didn't hear him say so. You know, the bias with which we filter out information that doesn't suit our purpose. Or and I love this one. Yeah, he did say that, but what he meant was, and that, of course, is the bias with which we feel that our man is just right, even if we have to twist reality for it. In other words, we listen to what we want to hear, and the rest we kind of distort until it fits with our already existing convictions. Cognitive bias. And so we have this amazing, incredibly powerful ability to process information, but we often trust our mental shortcuts. That's why leaders need team members that are not afraid to speak truth to power. And good leaders understand this. They recruit not yes men, but independent thinkers not afraid to speak up. And that, I think, is the smart thing to do.